ChristinaCan.com.
Shocking, disturbing, horrific. Some of the adjectives used to describe what happened earlier in the day at Fort Hood in Killeen, Texas. 12 people are dead. 31 others are wounded. The gunman, an Army psychiatrist, Major Malik Hassan, still alive after being shot. Now trying to put the puzzle together. How in the world did this happen? The biggest Army base in our country. How was it shattered this way? So many people's lives irrevocably changed by this Major Hassan, who now more details are starting to filter out all about his background and years of working at Walter Reed and thoughts about suicide bombings and whatnot that the feds were actually looking into. That's where we begin this show, this version of America Tonight. Hello, everybody. Kate Delaney. We're going to take you through what happened during the day, and we're going to talk to Michael Anthony, who is the youngest writer now, from having seen through his eyes what happened in Iraq and having come back, and he was a medic as well with the Army Reserves in Iraq and wrote a great book called Mass Casualties, A Young Medic's True Story of Death, Deception, and Dishonor in Iraq, and it talks all about that and also post-traumatic stress disorder and whatnot. A lot of people are lobbying some of these terms out, so he's coming up in another 10 minutes to give us his perspective on this. And as I said, he's the youngest Iraq War veteran writer at this point, and certainly saw some horrible things with the guys that he served with. But can you imagine having your world shattered on this base? Particularly, there were some of the people that were shot who had just come back from serving. So all throughout the afternoon, Major General Robert Cohn was informing everybody as to what was going on, and the story kept changing. Originally, it looked as though Hassan was killed, and then word came out that no, he was still alive. Of course, the totals of people who were dead and people were wounded kept changing as well. So this is the last thing that he had to say on the day.
I'm General Cohn, Commanding General of Fort Hood, 3 Corps. As I mentioned before, this has been a tragic incident, and our hearts and prayers go out to those who have been impacted here today. I've personally spoken with the President, and he has extended his condolences and offered his support to the Fort Hood and surrounding community. The investigation is ongoing, but preliminary reports indicate there was a single shooter that was shot multiple times at the scene. However, he was not killed as previously reported. He is currently in custody and in stable condition. I say again, the shooter is not dead, but in custody and in stable condition. This is a cooperative investigation and state and federal law enforcement officials. Earlier it was reported that one victim was killed was a female civilian officer. We now know that the female officer is alive, just out of surgery and in stable condition. She is believed to be the first responder who shot the suspect. At this time, the number of victims killed remains 12, with 31 injured. At Fort Hood tonight, we're focusing on 3 areas. First and foremost, the care of the wounded. Second, security of this installation. This post is no longer locked down, as you can see, but we will continue to operate at a heightened level of security, as well as continue to investigate to ensure that no threats remain. Third, we will continue to focus on casualty assistance efforts, including casualty notification and grief counseling. I want to take a moment to praise the efforts of our first responders and all of the agencies who have come to support our soldiers and families in this critical time. And it is truly overwhelming, the offers of support that we have had at the national and local level in dealing with this situation. Tomorrow at Fort Hood, we will observe a day of mourning. Fort Hood and local schools will be open, and we'll move back to normalcy as soon as possible.
All right, so you heard, obviously, the thoughts from those on the base at Fort Hood, concern about the wounded, as it should be, and obviously security. And that's the big question. How does this happen on a base here on our soil? How do people that came back and served are in a situation where they're shot, wounded, or killed? That's, to me, I don't understand how that base wasn't in a much better situation. And of course now everybody's trying to put together what was the deal with Hassan and why would he do this? What made him tick? Well, the 39-year-old man who's accused of this mass shooting at the fort, at Fort Hood, started having apparently second thoughts about his military career a few years ago. Apparently, he told family he was being harassed for being a Muslim. He told relatives that in Virginia. He also more recently was talking about concerns about being sent to Iraq or even Afghanistan. He counseled, so you can imagine this, he counseled a bunch of returning soldiers with post-traumatic stress disorder. First, he was at Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington for about 6 years, and then, of course, at Fort Hood. He knew what the realities of war were and the fact that he would be going into that territory. And then there's the really disturbing part of this as well, that the FBI had become aware of some internet postings by a guy who called himself Nidal Hassan. And they talked about these postings, talked about suicide bombing in a favorable light. When they were looking into this, the investigators said they were not clear as to whether or not the writer was Major Hassan, but they have a suspicion that, in fact, that is the same guy. And on these postings and ramblings on one of the websites, he compared the heroism of a soldier who throws himself on a grenade to protect fellow soldiers to suicide bombers who sacrifice themselves to protect Muslims. So this is troublesome going down this path, certainly. And there are many, many other postings and ramblings sort of in that same vein. So the major was wounded. He was taken into custody by the Fort Hood police after that shooting spree. We already told you the totals once again, 12 people, sadly, many of them soldiers were killed, 31 others wounded. This happened at a readiness center where soldiers are put through a series of basically medical, dental, legal, and other instructions and paces, if you will, in preparation for being deployed. So these were some guys that were getting ready to go, and then, of course, even some people that were coming back. Now, family and the certainly the people in Killeen, Texas, were shocked when they heard what happened, and we're getting more and more reports from family members as to going back to not wanting to be deployed to Iraq, and that he was doing whatever he could to avoid that. So a big chunk of the show, obviously, is going to be dedicated to what happened and post-traumatic stress disorder. And ultimately, again, how could this happen on a major base on U.S. soil? Stay with us. Michael Anthony coming up next.
So crazy about not starving.
To cover yourself and your family in the event of accident or emergency, you may have home, life, auto, dental, and health insurance.
But what about food insurance?
Water and food are vital to human survival.
So what's so crazy about not starving?
Foodinsurance.com has designed emergency packs and kits with at least 2 weeks worth of great tasting food and clean water. Most foodinsurance.com meals are freeze dried,
which means they'll last and retain nutritional value up to 10 years.
Foodinsurance.com meals like lasagna, beef stroganoff, and other other tasty entrees are quick, delicious, simple to prepare, and start at just $199.99.
The low cost is just one reason to get foodinsurance.com.
Need more reasons? Foodinsurance.com kits come with a lightweight, high-quality backpack and a free utensil tool. Go to foodinsurance.com or call 1-866-9-GOT-FOOD. That's 1-866-9-GOT-FOOD. Get protected at foodinsurance.com.
Did you know the dollar has lost 10% of its purchasing power in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Let's put it another way. Who cares if your investments go up 10% but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hands. You can take it with you. Gold is real money, honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect yourself and your retirement savings in the days ahead, call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials, but I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide, furnace-burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume? Mouthwash? Glues? Air fresheners? Pesticides? Oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And put in your order today. Lose weight, feel good, and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
All right, how do you make sense of something that doesn't make sense with the Army Major Malik Hassan accused of killing 12 people and 31 others at Fort Hood in Killeen, Texas, shattering so many people's lives and, of course, shocking the rest of us across the country? You think of the brave men and women and what they go through and the steps and the deployments after deployments and how often we talk about that here on America Tonight. And I can only say that certainly our thoughts and prayers go out to all the people that are dealing with this. It's just an awful, awful thing. But we had a guest on about a month ago, Michael Anthony, and got a lot of response from many of you. Just a terrific guy, a guy who knows what it's like to go to war, who is now, by the way, the youngest Iraq war veteran writer. He's got a book out called Mass Casualties. And as I said, he knows what it's like to go through that process as he did a tour of duty in Iraq as an operating room medic with the Army Reserves and came back and saw what happened to many, many of his friends. Michael, thanks for hanging late with us on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Kate. Yeah.
So as soon as we start to hear about this and everybody's trying to piece together what happened with this Army major who was a psychiatrist and worked at Walter Reed for 6 years and then went to Fort Hood and then learned he was going to be deployed, it seems as though from what relatives are saying in trying to pull this all together is it was the deployment thing that really pushed him over the edge. He did not want to be deployed. Now, you saw what happened with many of the people around you. Did you, in your particular situation, you saw also what happened when people came back, but what was the reaction to the deployment a lot of times with the guys around you?
Oh, I mean, similar reactions. I mean, as soon as I heard this story and I heard that he hadn't been deployed yet, I could just see what was going on. And what was going on was, you know, you have this man who, you know, they had the healthcare system there. He said he doesn't want to get deployed and he's depressed. He doesn't want to get deployed and they were going to send him to Iraq anyway. when I had heard the news, I was actually doing a speaking engagement about PTSD and suicide. And one of the people I was talking to was telling me that, you know, he didn't want to go to Iraq. And to try to get out of going to Iraq, he purposely failed five drug tests right in a row. He smoked pot and he took coke. And he purposely failed five drug tests right in a row, and they were still going to send him to Iraq. Before we got deployed to Iraq, there was a person that he was so depressed and he didn't want to get deployed to Iraq. And what he even did, he got a swastika tattooed on his arm. He wasn't a racist, but if you're a racist, they don't allow you in the military. And he wasn't a racist, but he got a swastika tattoo on his arm because he didn't want to go to Iraq. And they said, you're still going to Iraq. So then he tries to kill himself the next day. We had a soldier that he was on antidepressant medication, and our commander said, you know, we can't send you to Iraq if you're on antidepressants. Get off your antidepressants. The soldier gets off his antidepressants. The next day, he tries to stab somebody. Mm. A month and a half later, he's in Iraq with us. I mean, there's really nothing that's going to keep you from, you know, leaving, going over to Iraq.
Right, and those stories were examples, as you saw right before you, of the shock and people not wanting to do that and trying to do whatever they could to ultimately get out of having to go. So we hear this story, and we hear that he was a doctor, and then we hear what happened on the base. Of course, you were with the Army Reserves, but and you come from a long line of military folks, and we know what it's like and the building process on bases and how bases are an entity onto them, you know, sort of onto themselves. What do you think has happened on American bases that it's so free and easy for him to be able to take the shots that he did at that all those folks? And, you know, what about the MP3s? What about the response? Were you surprised by that?
To an extent, yes and no. You know, military people don't really expect, you know, attacks like this on their own bases. And so when something like this happens, it's such a surprise that it's not really expected. Or, we're not specifically trained to handle, you know, people going postal or suicidal in the military. That's not what our training for is. You know, infantry soldiers are trained to go, you know, from house to house and door to door. You know, MPs are, you know, trained for their own things, and that's, none of them are really relative to just people, you know, going crazy and trying to shoot people.
Yeah, so in looking at this, Michael, and looking at it through your eyes, what would you say, as somebody who served, now you're writing about it, you come back, what would you say is the answer to solving some of these problems? It seems as though, like you said, it's not in the book, it's not something you do. Do you think there should just be some people that just shouldn't go, despite the need that's so great?
I mean, absolutely. You know, there's a saying that we used to have in the, we still do. There's a creed that we had in the military called, you know, no man left behind. And what the military is now missing from this creed is that no man left behind doesn't only apply to the physical body. It also applies to the mind. And, you know, what good is it to have, bring an American soldier home from the war only to have them kill themselves 2 months later? What's the point of bringing an American soldier home alive from the war if they're going to spend the next 30 years of their life, you know, homeless or on the streets? Or what's the point of bringing an American soldier home if they're going to start to do drugs and end up homeless or kill themselves again? There's a distinct thing in there that there is no soldier left behind, but people are realizing it's more than just the physical body. It needs to be the mind, too.
Yeah. And your book, In Mass Casualties, you talk about some of the things that you saw, obviously, in being so young and doing what you did. You talk, and it's in the title, you know, the true story of death, deception, and dishonor in Iraq. When you talk about dishonor in Iraq, what do you mean by that?
Well, there's, like, take a scenario like this, for instance. When something like this happens, the two biggest things that happened before this was Walter Reed and Abu Ghraib. And the first thing that happened when both of those scenarios happened was the commanders, the generals in charge, they both said, it's not my fault. When Abu Ghraib happened, the person in charge said, it's not my fault. When Walter Reed happened, the person in charge said, it's not my fault. They actually used the term middle management, saying it's not our fault, it's the middle management's fault. And dishonor is just the disrespect or the fact that nobody's taking responsibility for what really goes on over there. You know, we've been talking about these things for the past month. I've been doing speaking engagements and talking about these things for the past month. I was in a documentary about PTSD and, you know, suicide in the military. And these things, they've been around for so while, and people just aren't paying enough attention to them, because even before this scenario happened, there's still the statistic that every day 18 veterans kill themselves. Mm. Every day, 5 active duty soldiers attempt suicide. And every month, 1,000 veterans attempt suicide. There's more veterans that have killed themselves than have been injured or killed in Iraq and Afghanistan combined.
Yeah, and you're obviously helping the conversation. Do you think that's part of it? There should be more conversation about this?
I mean, definitely. You know, there's that certain set of people that want to pretend like this stuff doesn't happen, or if it's lone incidences. And you know, I can understand where these people are coming from, but the only way to solve these problems is we have to admit what the problems are. So that's what I really try to do in the book is, you know, we've got to admit what the underlying cause is. You know, a lot of these programs that the military has, they're nothing but Band-Aid programs. And, you know, things go much deeper than, you know, giving someone a breathing technique or something like that. Problems go a lot deeper, and it goes all the way to the top and poor leadership and taking personal responsibility.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's a terrific book, and bravo to you, and thank you for your service and everything that you're doing to try to help people and answer questions and speaking. I think it's tremendous what you've done in such a short amount of time. You'll join us again down the road, I trust, right?
Oh, definitely, definitely.
All right, you have a good one, and thank you, Michael.
All right, thank you. Bye.
All right, Michael Anthony, his book is a great read, Mass Casualties. You can get it on Amazon.com and in bookstores and whatnot. So here we have this situation, and as Michael said, the difficulty that people face in the deployment situation and not wanting to go, and he gave you 3 examples of people that he served with and the extremes that they went to. If this is specifically what ends up being the reason why, and I think it might be a combination of things, this is something that the military certainly has to deal with. But I would also think that the second part of this is they have to beef up security on these bases, that you could have somebody on a base be able to that quickly, boom, 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 kill 12 people and wound 31 others. When those numbers started to come out, I think that was some of the most shocking of the details that I heard. The fact that, how are you kidding? I mean, how did that many? How does this happen? What's gone on? And you talk about these guys that were at this readiness center, and they were there either ahead of their deployment or whatever it was, depending on their orders. It was, again, one of these scenarios where I just missed it, or, oh, I was there on the wrong day. Sad to say that now we're going to hear more stories about, sadly, the victims. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. More here on America Tonight.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dried guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dried guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dried guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dried guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
To some of the people that were wounded, there, you know, how they were stunned by what was happening, but at least they weren't killed. So 12 people are dead, most of them soldiers. 31 others were wounded. I read a story about a 21-year-old private from Missouri who was shot in the shoulder. And, of course, she figured her family would be panicking, called her mother and said, you know, I'm okay, no problem. She works with soldiers dealing with stress, and that's why she was at Fort Hood. She had done that in a place in Kansas, in Topeka, Kansas. So her brother said that more than anything, she was upset because she was saying, they shot me and I'm still here in this country. And that's the thing. How is this base so wide open that he was able to do that? And he had a couple of handguns. It was just him on his own, so far as everyone knows. Originally, there was reports that it was a couple of different people, but it was just this Army Major, Malik Hassan, and there now are questions about, is it a little bit terrorism-related? It's not a, quotes, terrorism attack, but he was, it seems, and they're trying to track this to make sure, but he was posting some sentiment about positive things with suicide bombers and how they feel and attacks against Muslims, etc. So there were a couple of, I believe, triggers here, and one of them, obviously, was going to Iraq and not wanting to go there. You can join us here on America Tonight with a flip of the email at americatonight.net or dialing these digits 800-259-5791. And here this is right before Veterans Day, eh? Tomas in Michigan, hello.
Hey, wow. You know, most military bases, you're not going to go in there and see all the military people carrying around M16s, all right? They're placed in the armories, all right? You want to keep your weapons clean and safe, and that's the way it's done now. There's a bunch of armories throughout the whole base, and, you know, troops just don't carry around all their gear all the time, especially when they're in the United States. So that's the way that is.
No, but you have some protections on that base. I covered the military a lot when I was a television reporter at Vandenberg Air Force Base and also at Sandia in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I've been on a couple of those bases, including Fort Hood.
You saw everybody carrying rifles?
No, but I did see certainly at the gates and whatnot, and it seemed like they were able to get pretty mobile pretty fast, but
right. If
he started popping off the shots rapidly, I could see how it would be tough probably to get to him in time.
Well, okay, you have to remember, he's a major, too. I mean, if
right.
he had wanted, he could have walked into the room and said, okay, everybody attention right now, and then everybody move over to that room over there, and then he could have just unloaded with him.
Sure.
You know, so that's not a situation that you're going to be able to take care of, but this... You know, there's a lot of crazy stuff that happens. You know, you find 10 bodies in a room, and how are you going to stop that? But this could have been avoided because he was already speaking out against American policy.
Right, on the internet.
Looking,
yeah.
Right, they were already looking. Intelligence was already looking at him. And the reason they didn't do anything is because he was Muslim, and they were afraid of that PC stigma that was going to happen. And, oh, wait, just because I'm Muslim. You see, this is the problem that we have in this country, is that we're afraid of hurting anybody's feelings, even in a time of war, even on a combat base. I mean, if it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck and it tastes like a duck, it might be a duck. You know,
oh, yeah. The things that I've read right from the beginning, some of the things that he was saying, and for 6 months they were looking into what he was ranting on these internet sites that he was discussing suicide bombings and other threats. And what they're saying to cover their butts is that they were still trying to confirm that he was the guy who wrote them, because they weren't going to go after him if they didn't know it for sure. But if it takes the FBI 6 months to confirm something like that, then we're all screwed anyway, because
exactly. They
should be able to connect the dots, for God's sake, faster than 6 months.
If his name had been Jack Smith and his eyes had been blue and his hair had been blonde, they would have waited like 6 hours and then they would have put him in jail, and then they would have figured it out. But and this guy was he spent some time in Damascus. Free Republic is doing a huge job on him. They've got already his public records out there, and there was one guy that was shooting on the range with him. He said he would use up 400 rounds a day shooting.
Yeah, I heard that.
And so, you know, the good thing is he's not dead. Now, hopefully all of Jack Ruby's family is being kept away from the hospital.
Yeah, you know what? That's exactly what I said. Because initially they were saying he was dead, but you knew something was wrong there. And then finally they come out and say he wasn't. I was like, oh, thank goodness, because there is justice in the world anyway. Let this guy speak. Let's find out what the scoop was, and let's get some real justice here. I mean, Fort Hood, you know how many people are there? You think of the people enlisted, over 45,000 people, 5,000 active duty guys, civilians, employees, 9,000. It's just crazy.
And Kate, look, there's probably a lot of military people listening there that are maybe as old as I am, but I was always on gate duty. We didn't have any civilians, okay, guarding Camp Pendleton or guarding Twin Eye Palms. You know, those big Marine Corps bases. There were Marines out there. Matter of fact, on Navy bases, they would have Marines, you know, because the mentality of a military person is different than a person who's a contract, you know, a law enforcement person or even a cop. They think of, you know, protecting and serving. Military thinks about attacking and taking out the enemy. Somebody comes driving through that gate, you know, a military person is going to be quicker on the gun than some civilian. But that wasn't the case in this situation. I think that, you know, just like you said, if the FBI was looking at this guy for 6 months, they dropped the ball big time. And the reason they did it is because he was a Muslim. If he had been a normal, you know, white bread doctor, they would have snapped mm-hmm. him up quick and had a nice long talk with him. And I can mm-hmm. tell you, that's the way military intelligence works, because I work there, and they just love to put you in that chair and wrap that thing around your ribs and make you sweat on that little detector thing they have.
Right,
so.
Right. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Tomas, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right, so and what Tomas is saying is it's stepping into that territory again. Now, what's interesting is CARE, the Council on American-Islamic Relations, which is the big Washington interest group, they did come out and condemn the cowardly attack, as they said, in the strongest possible words that they could use, and said that the perpetrators, whoever they are, should be punished to the full extent of the law, and went on to say that it's heinous if it targeted the all-voluntary volunteer army that protects the nation, and that American Muslims stand with the fellow citizens in offering prayers for the victims and condolences to the families and whatever. So right away, quick to come out and say that to avoid, okay, you know, the thought of, ooh, because this is a Muslim, here we go again. Because certainly we know, I mean, it's too bad. Certainly we know that there are Muslims in this country who have nothing to do with any of this nonsense. Unfortunately, you keep tracing back those roots. Like, he had roots in Jordan, and I think it was a combination of things. He didn't want to go to Iraq. That was clear. And he had been at Walter Reed and was upset by a performance review that he had gotten as well. James in Connecticut. Hey, James.
Hey, Kate. You know, after hearing this news, I mean, sorry I haven't called you in a few months, but I've been busy with school and everything. But, man, my heart just goes out to everybody affected. This is, you know, you sit back and you wonder, how can things like this continue to happen, you know?
I don't know. And I feel badly for the people, because the people that served, that are serving, all those people on that base, they shouldn't have certainly had to have that kind of a day. And obviously it was just a question of where you were at the time, and if the FBI could have done something a little bit sooner, who knows, maybe that would have been stopped. But it is awful. It's just, you just feel so badly for all those people, all those victims, their families. There's just nothing, what can you say to them? You offer your condolences and everything, but that's all you can do.
Yeah, two quick things, because I know you're up against the break. The Jasper Howard situation has affected me and everybody at UConn, and I'm still trying to do something with that on our regional campus. And tonight I was at an MDA gala, and I'm happy to say that we're about to close in on $1,000 for the year for the camp. So,
oh, very good. How about a round of applause? And James, thank you for giving us that update. A round of applause. Always good. Sending the kids to camp. MDA, that's James' passion, and he really fights for these kids. And I know there's other people doing the same thing across the country. Thanks for the call. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791 if you want to join in the conversation. We're talking about, obviously, there are other things that happened today, but the big thing that, of course, unfortunately shattered the calm in Killeen, Texas, and in Fort Hood specifically, was the fact that you have now 12 people dead and 31 injured as a result of an Army psychiatrist flipping out. You know, allegedly he takes down these people and had spent 6 years at Walter Reed, got a poor performance on an evaluation and wasn't happy about it. He was going to be deployed overseas at the end of November. He was pretty upset about his deployment, which was supposed to be Iraq. And then he had posted some things on the internet talking about suicide bombings and other threats for the past 6 months, and the FBI knew about it. So why didn't they get to him sooner? Why? Why'd he do it? Why didn't they get to him sooner? Again, the digit's 800-259-5791. Stick with us in another three. We'll be back on ATN.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. MoldZyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. MoldZyme is safe for any surface, wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use MoldZyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
MoldZyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants. Contains no chlorine bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to MoldZyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or MoldZyme.com. That's MoldZyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from EcoDiscoveries. MoldZyme, now safe, has an effective side.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In just a second on ATN, we're going to let you hear what the president said about the 12 people, of course, being gunned down in cold blood at Fort Hood in Killeen, Texas, and 31 others being wounded by this Army major who might have had a couple of different things working that pushed him way, way over the edge. The good news, originally it was reported that he was dead. He's not. He's alive, and he's in stable condition, so I think he'll be fine. That means that he will do the punishment for the crime, plus, hopefully, some answers. There'll be some answers as to what was going on. Deployment coupled with, hey, I'm starting to think that the suicide bombers had something going on here, blah, blah, blah. Whatever. Whatever portrait emerges, whatever it is that pushed him so far over the edge, maybe something could be learned as a result of this. And plus, frankly, because I often say on this show, and it infuriates a lot of people, but sorry, I'm an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth person, and justice will get served in this case because it'll be meted out to him instead of somebody just, boom, taking the easy way out, suicide or gunned down in the heat of this whole thing, which could have happened, but even though he was shot, he survived that, and I personally think that's good. All right, a couple of other quick things before we jump to Obama and more back on what happened with Hussein. But first, a couple of things that we've talked about on America Tonight, like the polygamist sect. Remember the FLDS troubling thing. We had over 400 lawyers marched in there in the biggest custody case on American soil. A lot of people thought that was dead wrong, but what was revealed as a result, well, now you've got a polygamist convicted of sexual assault because there's a handful that are being tried, and you look at this guy, this swarmy guy. He's the first group member to be tried, and they say up to 20 years in prison. And I'm glad that they're going after guys like Raymond Jessup, who didn't even react when the verdict was read after just more than 2 hours of jury deliberations. He was convicted Thursday of sexually assaulting an underage girl with whom he had a so-called spiritual marriage. So he's free on bond during the trial, but he was handcuffed and led away to jail. And they'll decide the sentencing on the child sexual conviction, like I said, probably 20 years in prison. Again, justice, I think, served up in that case. Here's another guy, smug for a different reason, also getting his just desserts. But the former New York City Police Commissioner, Bernard Kirk, who was popular with a lot of people, pled guilty Thursday to lying to the White House and tax crimes in a deal that could send him to the joint for 2.5 years. He was a police commissioner when New York was attacked on September 11th. You saw him a lot in the photographs behind Mayor Rudy Giuliani at the time. He was the mayor, of course, of New York, and he got huge reviews for his leadership and what he did at that time, and he was even nominated for the Homeland Security post in 2004, but the corruption charges started to mount, so he pulled out of that, and during that vetting process is when the lies happened to the White House. So he's, like I said, he's going to do some time for this. In fact, it was really sad, kind of, at one point to see this guy who just broke down, wept when the judge was talking about some of the past things that he did, saying that they would probably be a factor in his sentencing, the sentencing February 18th. So the maximum sentence for the counts which he was pleading for was a crazy amount, like 61 years in prison, or, you know, crazy amount of time, but it seems as though it's just going to be a couple of years. And, of course, he's paying restitution, too, as well, close to $200,000. All right, let's jump back to the gunman and the situation at Fort Hood. Of course, the world's still trying to figure out and wonder why, what could have caused this rampage that leaves everybody in shock across the country and certainly in that area. What drives this army psychiatrist to just open fire on, you know, fellow officers, fellow men and women who were serving, who were being deployed and whatnot. He was shot, but he was captured alive. And again, Major Malik Hassan is in stable condition, and the question of why continues to hang in the balance. But so many reacting earlier in the day, including President Barack Obama. Here was his thoughts.
As some of you might have heard, there has been a tragic shooting at the Fort Hood Army Base in Texas. We don't yet know all the details at this moment. We will share them as we get them. What we do know is that a number of American soldiers have been killed, and even more have been wounded in a horrific outburst of violence. My immediate thoughts and prayers are with the wounded and with the families of the fallen and with those who live and serve at Fort Hood. These are men and women who have made the selfless and courageous decision to risk and at times give their lives to protect the rest of us on a daily basis. It's difficult enough when we lose these brave Americans in battles overseas. It is horrifying that they should come under fire at an Army base on American soil. I've spoken to Secretary Gates and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, and I will continue to receive a constant stream of updates as new information comes in. We are working with the Pentagon, the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, all to ensure that Fort Hood is secure, and we will continue to support the community with the full resources of the federal government. In the meantime, I would ask all Americans to keep the men and women of Fort Hood in your thoughts and prayers. We will make sure that we get answers to every single question about this horrible incident. And I want all of you to know that as Commander-in-Chief, there's no greater honor, but also no greater responsibility for me than to make sure that the extraordinary men and women in uniform are properly cared for and that their safety and security when they are at home is provided for. So we are going to stay on this. But I hope in the meantime that all of you recognize the scope of this tragedy and keep everybody in their thoughts and prayers.
All right, quickly, let's go to Dana, who's listening to us in Texas as we have a couple of minutes left in this Hour of America Tonight. Hey, Dana.
Hi, Kay. How are you?
Good. Boy, just, terrible tragedy. Terrible.
Oh, heart-wrenching. I had a couple of things. The first one, I wanted to update you on my fight for fraudulent billing on Medicare. Remember that?
Yes. Yeah, yes.
Yeah,
well, even did a big story on it.
Really? Well,
yeah.
I must have missed that one. That I didn't know there was a $1,000 reward, just to comment on the mail caller after I called in that night.
Uh-huh.
I had no idea that it was just the principle of the thing. But then, within 48 hours of fighting this with different levels, Social Security, Medicare, blah, 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 Kate, nobody cares. They refer you, even my senator to Congress in D.C., referred me to the Inspector General for Medicare. That they work like the Consumer Protection Plan. They will take your report. They won't even give you their name. They will tell you they will not get back with you, so you never know if anything's resolved, and they really didn't care. So that's heart-wrenching. I just gave up. I thought, this is disgusting. No wonder Medicare's going broke.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But about the shooting today, there's several things that I picked up on with different TV news reports.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, this guy was recently promoted to a major. Now, if the FBI was watching for the last 6 months, did they not ever contact the military? I don't think if the military knew, they would have recently promoted him. The other thing is, he's Jordanian. He got his medical degree from the University of Damascus in Jerusalem, but he got his undergrad degree. He's from Virginia, but he got his undergrad degree from the Tech, Virginia Tech, which reminds me of the Korean shooting that happened about 3 years ago over there.
Boy, yeah, no kidding. Dana, thanks. We're up against it, but yeah, we talked about that. And, of course, the connection as to, geez, what was really behind what happened there. More to come, I'm sure. Thoughts and prayers, everyone.